Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hello, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today, we're going to discuss how to navigate the hiring process of your next potential employer. And we're going to start by hearing from someone who went through an extremely drawn-out interviewing and hire process with one company.
Oh, my God. This is such an important topic. You know, whether it's a potential employer who moves too slowly or too quickly or just not at all, it can be really difficult to know how to manage the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I've been unemployed for 6 months and can't seem to find a mid-level job. I recently went through 10 interviews with one company, which included 3 written assignments and a 200-page reading assignment. When I got to the 10th interview, I thought I had the job because I had received nothing but positive feedback. But halfway through my last interview, I was pulled into HR where they told me I didn't have the skills, confidence, and assertiveness for the job. I was in shock because I'd given them multiple examples of these skills. I also didn't understand how it took 10 interviews to come to this conclusion. HR then told me they wanted to see what other jobs they could place me in because they really liked me. I'm hesitant to engage in another interview process with this company because I feel my time was wasted. I also turned down another job during that whole process because I felt so confident about going into the 10th interview. How can I trust this company for another interview, or how would you suggest I proceed with them? Are there any questions that can be asked to prevent this from happening in the future? Thanks for your advice. I love listening to your podcast.
There's so many issues here. Where do we even start? There's so many. I think 10 is too much. I mean, I think that is a very long interview process. Uh-huh. And just to make our listeners aware, interviewing processes have become longer.
Yes.
They are. And some of that is for a good reason. There's this old saying, hire slow and fire fast.
Yeah. Oh, I have not heard that.
Yeah. So, you know, some companies have slowed it down, and there's a lot of good reasons. A bad hire can cost the company a lot of money and a lot of wasted time. Uh-huh. So they just want to be sure. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple of things here I don't like. I don't like what HR did to you. And there's a little hint to me that this HR department probably has someone else in mind, like maybe an internal candidate.
Yeah.
And maybe it was between you and the internal candidate, but they felt forced to hire or promote the internally. Right. Something like that.
Well, and that could have been part of why this individual went through so many interviews, right? Almost like a delay tactic that could be to keep putting them through more and more interviews while you're hoping that the other candidate will come through.
Mm-hmm. Possibly. Maybe they're trying to hire somebody back. Mm. I mean, I don't think it's all about you. I think there was something else going on because 10 is ridiculous. But I also think that, you know, you have to know what you're in for with certain organizations. Is it hiring by committee? And then you meet with each person individually. And I suggest that you find that out if you can early on. What is the process? How many interviews? Mm. But I also think to turn down another position was a mistake.
Yes.
You agree.
I do, though I think you could easily be lured. Like if I had been on interview number 9,
it's not a deal. It's a deal.
Well, actually, I was thinking back to dating that.
Oh, my God. Here she goes.
Well, very often you'll say no to other possibilities when you think that someone is serious about you, and then it turns out they're not, and then you are left with nothing. So, same idea. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. And I'll explain why. I mean, if you have another job offer, you call the HR or the recruiter or the person who's interviewing you and you say, I have an offer. You are my preferred choice.
Yeah.
So I don't, but I.
So just keep it open and transparent then.
Right. I would like some feedback from you. Should I turn this down? And most likely they would answer you.
Right.
And let you know, no, take the offer.
Right.
So you leverage. No, we're going to give you an offer quickly. Use it.
Yeah.
Use that.
Yeah.
So I think that was a mistake. So there's something funky going on here that you don't know about. And it's very possible that some of the people you interviewed with you early on are no longer in those positions. Maybe mm-hmm. they have been transferred or let go. Something happened. And I think that's also why mm-hmm. there's been a lot more interviews. And I've seen that with clients. But you do you know, first of all, they're watching how you behave during these 10 interviews. And if you're someone who can't be steady, you know, who acts out during these interviews, you're not going to get the job.
Right.
Right.
So that you do have to have your composure.
Right.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
It is. Well, and I was also thinking what's so interesting, and really you've taught me about this, Kathy, that when you're interviewing, it's not just you interviewing them, they interviewing you, but you should be interviewing them, mm-hmm. right? So somewhere in that 10, I'm hoping your supervisor or some, you know, your direct report may have been, or you met a variety of people. And I would say that part of the job, while if it is a lengthy process, is really assessing who they are.
Yes.
You know, is this a slow process because they're thorough mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. or is it a slow process because it's an incredibly bureaucratic system mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. ultimately may frustrate you in the longer run?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also just the way you're saying this, that HR pulled you in and said you didn't have this and where did that come from?
Right,
there's something else going on here.
Something.
So there's something dishonest, I think, in this interview process. So your question about do I want to continue with this company? I think only if somebody there tells you the bottom line.
Right.
And I just wonder if you could call the job you turned down. Maybe you didn't want that job, but if you could call them back mm-hmm. and say, you know, whatever I was, you know, you were against another company and that fell through.
Right.
Have you seen that happen very often?
Yes, I have seen that happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the other company will often say, okay, yes, we'd like you now.
Depends. You don't know.
But
they may have moved on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't know. But, yeah, so I'm disappointed that you did that. I wish you had called us or sent in your question a lot sooner.
Uh-huh.
So, but you don't want to come off being too high pressure with them because then you'll go nowhere. And I don't know who this company is. I don't know if they're a great company or not.
Right.
But this is not as unusual as you may think, which is sad because if you're unemployed and you want to get a job, it seems off. But it's getting more like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about this earlier and we work with several companies that don't necessarily give you written assignments, but they certainly may give you personality assessments. Mm-hmm. Like they're trying to really see who you are on many levels before they bring you into the company.
I recently had a client that had to really produce a product actually for them. And the presentation was very important. And they said, if you get the job, this is going to be something you're going to actually produce. You're going to do this.
Yeah.
So there was a lot on the line. And if she felt somewhat used, she was concerned that they were going to take the idea and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's a very big, reputable company. She ultimately got the job and found out that there was some change in leadership during the period of when her interviews started till she ultimately got hired. Also, she found out that the person prior to her was such a disaster that they had cold feet.
Yeah.
So there are things going on that you don't know about.
Mm-hmm. You know, at the beginning of this, the individual says that they had to do 3 written assignments and read a 200-page document. That is a lot to ask.
But I think this is a writing job, though.
Mm, perhaps.
I think.
Uh-huh.
So if you are a programmer, so my client, she actually developed programs. They asked her to develop a program, mm-hmm. not a technology, a learning program.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that seemed kind of proprietary that they asked her to do that, but she did it and blew them out of the water, actually.
Yeah.
So, you know, you should, when you're going through a process like this, have someone you can talk to who's a professional,
yeah.
who can help you come up with, you know, walking you through this.
Right.
I also think that if you can find people that currently work for the
job, I'll let you say it then. That the best source of information are the people who work there currently, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So to really find out, is this the usual course of events? What's going on internally? And also to know, we are always curious about the general retention rate of the mm-hmm. company, mm-hmm. because if they take you through a lot of interviews and then they keep people for a long time, then it may be worth
your time. Mm-hmm. Right. They don't like high turnover.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So even if you know people that used to work in the company, that would be very helpful. So this client of mine, that's what I had her do.
Yeah.
She actually found a friend of a friend of a friend, you know, somebody. She put it out, asked who knew somebody that worked for this organization, and she found somebody. Mm-hmm. And the woman worked off-site. She wasn't in the main office. So she said, all I know is they have a really hot candidate.
Yeah.
And there's somebody they really want to hire, but that person has to meet more people. So it was her, but we didn't know because the recruiter was giving, this was through a recruiter, was giving nothing, was saying nothing.
Yeah. The other thing I just want to say is that this individual says, I've been unemployed for 6 months, and that's not easy.
No, right? It's not. And that's part of the frustration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I see why when you're in the situation and you're like, oh my God, I just want to get out of being unemployed,
right. mm-hmm.
that
right.
you would put all your eggs in one basket.
Well, because that's your main purpose in life right now, is to get a job, and you're sitting there and waiting, and it just takes forever. That's really stressful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel the pain here.
Yeah. So Kathy, for you, cause you help a lot of people finding bigger, better, more fulfilling jobs. What would you say if someone has been unemployed for 6 months, like how do they keep their momentum? How do they keep their spirits up? How do they keep their options coming in? Do you have any specific suggestions?
I think it's always good if you could find a job search group. There are some around so that you're with other people that are going through this. And many churches and synagogues have groups like that.
Yeah.
Or your local chamber of commerce. And to just keep yourself busy with informational interviews. Try to have an appointment every day, whether it's just coffee to network or, you know, just meeting somebody who's present, a friend who's working, and just have them introduce you to people. The more you're out, the better you're going to feel.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you know, when you're job searching, it's not, it could feel like a full-time job, but it's really not. And
that's right. And I think the other thing that's hard is that you may have, I mean, this is one specific scenario, but there could be another long wait if they come on hot and heavy and you have several interviews and then hear nothing.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And again, there may be something internally that's happening that you don't know about. Or they could have changed their mind and totally redesigned the position. You don't know. So keeping all those other options going seems to be, unfortunately, a required part of this exercise.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And if you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at AskK2. We're going to come back and talk about when a company hires too quickly.
If you want to get onto our email list, please text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office. That's 22828, My Crazy Office. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing what to watch out for when you get hired very quickly, the complete opposite of our question a minute ago. Getting hired really quickly, I think, is a red flag.
Mm. I agree.
And many people think, oh, what a relief. This is so great. I got a job so quickly. They love me.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think you want to look at their turnover. They may have very high turnover, so their expectations may not be that high because they don't expect people to stay.
Right. Well, there are so many things. Like, they may not have a clear job description. They may not tell you fully what the expectations are. They may not even know exactly what they're looking for.
They're looking for a body.
Exactly.
Are you breathing? All right, you're hired.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's something really to be wary of. I can't say how many of my clients have gone on interviews where the interviewer didn't ask one question.
Right, I have heard that too. And then they got the job, and it's, well, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
I think it shows they're desperate.
Uh-huh.
And it's because they're growing faster than they can hire. Uh-huh. So they just need to get a body count. They just need to get people in, but they may not be getting the right people in.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
The other thing it could be showing is that you're being hired by a narcissist, because a lot of times narcissists will come on hot and heavy at the beginning, like, you're fabulous and I'm fabulous and we're going to do fabulous things together. Mm-hmm. You're nodding, Logan.
It reminds me of someone that I see very often on the television nowadays.
So what they do is they make this big promise that this is going to be fabulous, and they don't actually do due diligence. They just want to make sure that you're going to admire them. And then they bring you in and you have no idea what your job is, and the rest is not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I frequently also see it's a bad culture when you get in. People are lazy and they don't do their job. So they're always hiring people, but then you don't, there's no energy there
right
to work. So you kind of get caught up in that negative culture. I once had a job like that. It was short-lived. Mm-hmm. As annoying as the first part of this show was about the long interviews, be very cautious of this.
Being hired too quickly.
Yes.
So let's say that happens. Let's say you apply for a job, you go in for one interview, they say, can you start tomorrow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there some way that you can...
Well, that will happen if you are a known commodity in the industry, and maybe they knew you. Maybe this is happening to a client of mine. They knew this particular person from trade shows. They had seen her around. She worked at a competitor.
Uh-huh.
They knew the quality of her work. There's not much to talk about.
Right.
We have a better opportunity. We're going to pay you more. How about coming on board?
Yeah.
That's different. Mm-hmm. But if you're maybe in a lower end position because you're just starting out in your career, maybe you do fit the bill because you have no experience, and maybe mm-hmm. that's what they want. Mm-hmm. But you have to look, what's the reason? Is it because they're desperate? Is it because they have a high turnover and people keep leaving? You've got to have to somehow,
figure
that out.
You've got to buy a little time, I think.
One of the questions you can ask is, what happens to the person I'm replacing?
Where the body's buried?
That's always a good question to ask, Catherine. Yeah. Is, what's that shovel over there for?
Exactly.
No. But you could ask, what are the expectations from my first 3 months, my first 6 months?
Yeah.
Why did the person that I'm replacing, why did they leave?
Right. Yeah, always a good question.
Yeah. So, how many people have had this position, if it's a fairly new company? So you want to ask questions like that to try to figure out, maybe it does make sense, maybe it doesn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and again, going back to your idea of talking to someone in the company, if it's at all possible to do that, I think it's even more essential in these situations.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? To find out how long have they been there. If they say 2 months and I'm the longest standing employee.
Right. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, and that's actually a really good thing to find out. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the turnover mm-hmm. like? So sometimes you can go on Glassdoor, and you can look at a company and see what people say. But just a warning, I think you get extremes on Glassdoor. You get the people that loved it and the people that hated it. You don't get the middle.
Yeah,
but it's still a barometer. Uh-huh. But you got to do your own due diligence and try to learn, okay, if there's really high turnover here, there's a reason.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The other thing that I think will slow the process down is if you really talk about the expectations on the job, if you talk about the salary, the benefits, if you talk about their onboarding process, which they may not be able to tell you these things, but I think these are important things to ask for and to clarify, because if you once you start working, you have very few rights if you don't have anything in writing going in. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Which can happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's it for this segment, being hired too slowly or too quickly. Tweet us your stories to AskK2, follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.